Now to Ben Roberts-Smith's ongoing defamation trial. And today, Australia's most decorated soldier denied lying to cover up the murder of a Taliban prisoner who was shot in the chest while his hands were cuffed behind his back. The war veteran has spent the past 2 days being examined by legal counsel for the media company Nine Entertainment. Questioning that has seen him interrogated in forensic detail about events that unfolded a decade ago. Nine argues his version of events are not consistent with the facts. PM's Nick Grimm has been following today's evidence and he joins me now. Nick, Nine's lawyers have been challenging Ben Roberts-Smith's truthfulness in the witness box. How so?
Yeah, that's right, Em. Today's evidence commenced with the former soldier returning to the witness box and immediately asking to change some of the testimony he gave yesterday when he provided an account of the killing of two Taliban fighters in a raid on a compound in 2012. He told the federal court that after reflecting overnight, he'd realised one of the bodies had not been moved after the incident and he wanted to set the record straight. Now, that prompted this exchange between the former SAS soldier and Nine's barrister, Nicholas Owens. "Did you talk to anyone about your evidence last night?" the barrister asked. "I did not," came the reply. "Was it truthful evidence?" "Yes," he said. Then the barrister asked, "In reflecting on the evidence, did it occur to you that saying that the second body was moved would conflict with the coherence of your account?" "No," he said again.
So did this really set the tone for today's cross-examination?
Yeah, very much so. Ben Roberts-Smith was quizzed repeatedly about the exact sequence of events on a number of missions that it's alleged involved the unlawful killing of captured fighters. In one specific instance, Ben Roberts-Smith denied fabricating what led up to the killing of a Taliban insurgent called Ali Jan, who it's been alleged he kicked off a cliff before he was dragged across a creek bed and shot repeatedly in the chest. Nicholas Owens put to him the murder was carried out either by himself or a fellow SAS member described as Person 11. "When this man was shot, his arms were handcuffed behind his back, weren't they?" "No, they were not," the former soldier answered. Nicholas Owens then showed Ben Roberts-Smith photos of the dead man, but the VC winner denied suggestions from the barrister that a visible line could be seen on the man's bloodied wrists, where plastic handcuffs had bound his hands at the time of his death. Now, Ben Roberts-Smith maintains the dead man was in fact shot when seen emerging from a cornfield, as he and other SAS soldiers prepared to be picked up by a helicopter. He's denied planting a radio on the man's body to make it appear he was there to arrange an attack on Australian forces. Nicholas Owens said, "I want to put to you that you've invented this story about the engagement in the cornfield." "No, I did not," Ben Roberts answered. I should say just one of many denials he made through the course of the day. Emily, it's Nine's position that Ali Jan was taken into custody much earlier that day and interrogated by Ben Roberts-Smith, then killed after he'd laughed repeatedly in the face of the SAS soldier.
And we know a little more, Nick, about who else is going to be called to give evidence in this case.
That's right. Late yesterday, both sides in this case released their lists of the witnesses they intend to call. And notably, one of the 21 current and former SAS members expected to give evidence in support of Nine's case will be Australia's Assistant Defence Minister, Andrew Hastie, who's a former captain with the SAS. Today, the court was told the MP was present on another one of the missions that has become the subject of the allegations levelled against Ben Roberts-Smith when it's been said he blooded a fellow soldier by ordering him to carry out the execution of an Afghan prisoner. Now, Andrew Hastie accompanied that mission in his new role as the incoming troop commander for the Australian Army's next rotation in Afghanistan, and he's been listed as a likely witness to give evidence against Ben Roberts-Smith, according to Nine's legal team.
Nick Grimm with that coverage. Thank you so much.